Interlude. Liberty's Misrule. The Dreadnought is no longer the Annihilator. It is no longer called that, because that is no longer its function. Now it serves as the capital ship in a new galactic nation, forming at the fringes of the galaxy, in wild space and beyond. The ship's new name? Liberty's Misrule. That name means whatever it means to whoever hears it. But Eliodi Marakavanya, pirate captain of this ship, and leader of this new, unnamed nation of deviants and miscreants, chose the name first because, quite frankly, she likes the damn sound of it. But also because it means the ship is no longer used to destroy. Now it is used to create. A new government, a new nation, an armada of pirates who take equal spoils in an effort to make something lasting. Most pirates, they take what they take to live and fight another day. They take the spoils to survive or to squirrel away. But Eliodi wants something bigger, better, something forever. The Empire is dead, and the New Republic can't handle its business. That leaves room, air, whistling between the bricks, where Eliodi can slip in and out, like a breath, hiding in the interstitial spaces, growing like an army of ghosts. Right now, she stands at one of the many thousands of viewports here on the Liberty's Misrule, looking out over Xur ragtag nation of ships, a nation without a planet, but one that may never need one. The stars are our nation, she thinks. We glitter like a thousand suns. Our hearts as black as the void in which we travel. Next to Eliodi stands the girl Cartessa. The girl's hair is shorn down to the scalp, her cheeks dirty from working in the engine room. Her choice, for she claimed correctly to be good with machines. Cartessa says,
Fleet is getting bigger.
Every day,
Eliodi says with no small pride. The nation fleet is now 24 ships strong. That's not figuring in the contingent of old starfighters they've brought on board and retrofitted, which are now flying the colors of their new wild space nation, red, yellow, and black. The fleet comprises half ships they've stolen, half those brought here out of the chaos of a galaxy gone awry. Pirates and refugees who have nowhere to turn, who have seen the protections of the Empire turn to vapor, and who fear the coming of the New Republic and its laws sweeping across the systems. Eliodi fears that too. The New Republic is growing. The Empire will soon be gone. Even now, Xi is reliably informed that on a world called Jakku, the Empire is losing its fight. Maybe its last fight against the Republic. What then? What will become of the rest of the galaxy? Eliodi turns from regarding Xur Nation outside the Star Destroyer to those within it. Many come seeking asylum, but having no ships. Those who do now serve as crew. Down below were once a series of connected hangar bays, gray, sterile, with a singular function. That has changed. Now the hangar bays are homes, tents, shipping pods, ramshackle crate shacks. Thousands dwell here. They live. They operate markets. They cook food, using jury-rigged thermal vents carved out of the underfloor ducts. And color is cast far and wide. Motley hues from red tents, spray-tagged containers. The raiment of many cultures and many species and many worlds. Everything is art and chaos and noise. It is just as Eliodi wants it.
Your mother around somewhere?
Eliodi says to the girl.
No. I ditched her on the engineering sublevel.
Cartessa pouts.
She won't leave me alone.
She is your mother. It is her job not to leave you alone. You should be nicer to her. Poor fool woman followed you here into this glorious madhouse. This wondrous nation of derangement. Do not shut her out.
Cartessa sighs.
Fine.
Good.
After a few minutes of scuffing her heels, the girl pipes up.
Can I ask you something?
You may.
How is this all going to work?
This all what now?
This pirate nation. Pirates don't make nations.
These pirates do. I do.
Why? How?
Girl, it's like this. The sea is changing, and the tides are shifting. It's about to get real nasty for us nasty types. Either we're going to be running from the new sheriff in town, or we're going to be trying to kill each other in the farthest flung dung heap systems, stabbing each other over a few scraps of what was once ours by right. I'm proposing we get together, and we stay together. Scoundrels like us, we always worked together. It just wasn't official. So I'm making it official.
Frustration darkens Cartessa's brow.
But that doesn't answer my question. Pirates are selfish. You're in it for yourselves.
That's true enough, she answers. But we can all be in it for our mutual benefit. Some predators are lonely things, big and scary and all by themselves. Others know when they need each other. They know when to form a pack. Used to be I had a pirate crew of a few hundred. Now I got a crew of 10,000. And that number is going up, up, up. We will ransack, pillage, and steal. We will kill less, because it is the threat of our numbers, not the threat of our weapons, that will precede us. We will share the spoils equally, not so that we may be rich, but so that we may be fed, and fat, and happy together, swilling and singing, and whatever other salaciousness comes to the fore of our nasty little minds.
The girl appears to chew on this, like it's a piece of gristle she can't quite get out of her teeth. Seems she's about to say more, but an interruption from her Umwati first mate, Shishu, prevents that. She's beak clacks together.
We have visitors.
Come to revel in my elegance,
Eliodi asks. The Umwati seems guarded.
We need you on the bridge now,
Eliodi asks the girl.
Want to come?
I do.
Then let's go.
Together they walk the length of the balcony overlooking the hangar deck, presently named Hangar Town, though that is its third name, and other names may yet come, before turning in toward the turbo lifts. They take the lift up to the bridge, riding in silence. Eliodi with Xur chromatophoral cape tucked around Xur like a cocoon. Once on the bridge, Xi sees what just dropped out of hyperspace. 3 Star Destroyers.
Imperial Two-Class,
says Gunner Karklin Ryun, a bug-eyed Sasori with a tiny mouth and sharp teeth. Many Sasori choose to wear mechanical suits to compensate for their diminutive size, but Ryun has always preferred to remain, as he puts it, pure organic. The Sasori says,
They're trying to hail us now!
One of his bulbous eyes winces.
They might think we're actually Imperials. They haven't seen the rest of the fleet yet. Could be a good ruse.
The Umwati concedes. Shishu says,
Yes, yes, that could work. We encourage them to think we're a lingering remnant. We offer them safety and succor. Then we press gang them.
We destroy them, Eliodi declares.
What? But those are good ships.
We destroy them, and we send their pieces to the New Republic, along with any escape pods we can catch in our pretty little net.
Noticing the stares coming your way, Eliodi clarifies.
These ships are running. Look at the battle damage. They've taken fire, and recently. And behold those hyperspeed vectors. They're coming from near to the unknown. They're coming from Jakku. We do a little cleanup here for the New Republic, then we send them the bill.
But the New Republic is no friend of ours,
Cartessa says.
No, and they never will be. But maybe this will convince them to look the other way for a while. Maybe this will give us an air of legitimacy,
Eliodie says with a sweep of the hand, as if she is trying to run her fingers through a rain of stardust.
Set the whole fleet to attack.
They have considerable firepower.
Do it!
The other fleet captains will want to confer.
If they take damage, I will personally repay them. There will be recompense. I am enacting my divine right. Attack!
Shishu nods, hesitantly, then commands the rest of the bridge crew. The demand cascades through them, and a flurry of activity ensues. Targeting computers are spun up, weapon systems brought online. The tractor beam is spun to readiness. Cartessa looks to Eliodie.
Do you know what you're doing?
Eliodie grins like a moon sliver.
No, girl. That's what makes this so interesting. The present is a pair of dice, always about to leave my hand. And I never know if it'll come up zero or one, win or lose.
Outside, the void lights up with fire as the attack begins. The Star Destroyers do not have a chance. Soon the New Republic will have a present from His Highness. Her glory, his wonder, her luminous magnificence. The Picaroon, the Plunderer, the pirate ruler of wild space, the glorious knave, Eliodie Maracavagna.